health, mental, physical, psychological, or psychiatric problem or condition, nor are they meant to substitute for professional advice of any kind. Specific questions and decisions about treatment should be made in partnership with your healthcare provider. Health information changes rapidly. Therefore, some information within this book may be out of date or even possibly inaccurate or erroneous. The reader should consult his or her medical, health, psychological, or other competent professional before adopting any of the concepts in this book or drawing inferences from them. The content of this book, by its very nature, is general, whereas each reader's situation is unique. Therefore, as with all books of this nature, the purpose is to provide general information rather than address individual situations, which books, by their very nature, cannot do. The author and publisher specifically disclaim all responsibility for and are not liable for any liability, loss, or risk, personal or otherwise, which is incurred as a consequence directly or indirectly of the use and application of any of the contents of this book. Any and all product names referenced within this book are trademarks of the respective owners. None of these owners have sponsored, authorized, endorsed, or approved this book in any way. Unless otherwise noted, the authors in this book are no way affiliated with any brands or products recommended here. Always read all information provided by the manufacturer's product labels before using their products. We are not responsible for claims made by product manufacturers. The statements made in this book have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Introduction. Are you feeling and looking your age and not happy about it? Fret no more. This book is going to become your anti-aging Bible. We are going to cover all the available techniques and treatments from brand new to time-tested, from perfectly legal to frankly illegal, from the simple to the outrageous. This will not only allow you to devise the very best home anti-aging plan, but it will also provide you with the tools and knowledge you need in order to seek out the right procedures and professionals when appropriate. Allow me to rewind to when we first met, Terry and I, on a blind date in 1996. I had moved out to California from a small town in Westchester County, New York. My mom had always been into excellent skincare, but there wasn't a lot of talk about plastic surgery, except a comment about the occasional nose job done on one of my 16-year-old classmates. It was an absolute culture shock when I moved to Los Angeles. I had majored in musical theater when I got my bachelor's degree at Syracuse University, and instead of moving to New York City to hopefully end up on Broadway as I had originally planned, I got sidetracked by a TV show and ended up in La La Land to be a television and film actress. I worked incredibly hard, went on more auditions than I actually care to remember, and you know, I was so excited for my big break when I got a recurring role on the WB show Life with Roger. This was about the time I met Terry, and we really hit it off. I could tell from his professional scrutiny that he appreciated my brains and my figure, even though on our first date I was wearing a little black dress that kinda smushed down my breasts, which were naturally a small D before those four kids sucked the life out of them, if you know what I mean. But you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. Terry watched my show the following week to see me in action, and as soon as the episode was over, my phone rang. "Wow," he said, "you're a really good actress. And forgive me for not noticing, but you've got exceptional breasts. I had no idea from the dress you were wearing." I smiled at the phone. It was so cute how he said that. Except then he moved in for the kill. He said, "But did you know that when you make that squinty face, you get these deep lines between your eyebrows?" I mean, my gosh, my jaw dropped, and I thought, holy crap, that was rude. I immediately said, "No, I don't." Yes, you do, he said, ignoring my protest. "Come to my office whenever you like. If I gave you a little bit of Botox, it would just soften those lines, and then you'll never get wrinkles there." Oh my gosh, I said, "I can't believe you would say something like that to me." Thinking to myself that he was just an arrogant so-and-so, and what a shame because I really liked him. Well, when the show was next on TV, of course, I was watching. I looked at myself on the small screen and realized, ugh, Terry was right. I hadn't even noticed those lines before, and now I couldn't stop staring at them. So I went into